Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. Get to B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 and 9 to close. Select $2 drafts, $4 mixed drinks, and $4 apps. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, and please drink responsibly. At Mastro Subaru, the guys there, they are stick carriers themselves, and they want to help other stick carriers out. Go to Mastro Subaru with one of their locations in Tampa or Orlando and let them know that you're a stick carrier. You get special stick carrier pricing. Whether you're looking for a new car or a pre-owned vehicle, they've got them all at Mastro Subaru. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. Yeah. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't do my face. And the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. More team, more happy. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Coming up on the end of March, and that means we're just over a month away from the biggest party you will attend this year. It's the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Now that free agency, a bulk of the free agency, has come and gone, the pro days are underway, which means we're going to fall in love with every player that has a pro day every single day. Yes. Yes. Yeah, Tuesday was the big Derwin James day. Yeah. Take your pants off and whack to it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa. Let me just say this. If things work out the way Buffalo Wild Wings and I are discussing, holy shit. You talk about a draft party becoming a block party, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost like they're coming to me and saying, we're going to spare no expense on this bad boy. Here's your blank check. Get it done. I said, all right. We're going to pack your place and we're going to pack the parking lot. And the beer's going to be flowing and the shots are going to be going down. Holy shit. It's a party you don't want to miss. I am telling you that. Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa, the 26th and 27th, a two-night event with yours truly. JoeBucksFan.com will be there. Ira Kaufman will be there. And who knows what other local celebrities. You know, we might even be able to get Miguel and Holly from the Miguel and Holly show. on Hot 101.5. I tend to have inside sources that can get her there, him and her there. Nonetheless, midweek, we're going to talk some draft today. We are going to talk about the NFL draft. Two programs had their pro days on Tuesday. One player had some stories written about him slipping in the draft. You would have never known had you gone on Twitter because Florida State and FSU Twitter on fire. Derwin James has to be the pick for the Bucks at 7. Oh, yeah. Imagine that secondary. Imagine that duo of Justin Evans and Derwin James. Makes you want to touch yourself. Listen, I'm not saying Derwin James is a bad player. And if they drafted him, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Let's not act like he's the only player in this draft. And let's not act like safety is such a vital position in the NFL. Bucks already invested a second-round pick last year in a safety. They haven't gone after any safeties in the offseason so far. Do they have room to add another safety? Yes. Will it be the seventh overall pick in the draft? Maybe not. Then again, Derwin James probably won't even go that high. Probably won't even go in the top 10. Good chance he slips into the teens. And if he does, maybe he's a trade back candidate. Derwin James and his former teammate, Jalen Ramsey, got all over the NFL Network. And it's that time of year where players, every player, and if they don't think this, then there's really something wrong. Every player thinks they're the best player in the draft.
What do you want to show these coaches and scouts out here today?
That I just love to compete, you know, come out and enjoy the time with my old teammates and former teammates. And just come in and put in the work and do the stuff that I didn't do at the combine, get a number on it.
One scout I talked to out here described you as a faster Cam Chancellor. I've had people tell me you can play linebacker, you can maybe even play corner. What are you?
I'm a football player. That's why I say I'm a football player. I can play, like you said, I can play safety, I can play corner, I can play linebacker. So whatever you need, man, I'm going to make a defense coordinator happy, man.
You had the meniscus in 2016. You've admitted you were rusty coming back last season. How are you health-wise, conditioning-wise, all that right now?
Man, I'm 120% right now, man. I'm back better than before. And like you said, I came back from an injury, missed the whole season. Started off kind of slow. And then as the season progressed, I feel like I picked it up. And I'm just out here just trying to show the scouts what I can do.
You're chilling over here with Jalen Ramsey. He was in your
Zumba, ear. Zumba. I'll get Zumba on camera.
Get up here.
Zumba. Come on, Zumba. Come on, Junebug.
What kind of advice is this guy giving you?
My brother right here. This is a big brother right here.
That's my little brother, Junebug.
Ever since I came into school, you know, he always been somebody I can lean on. If I need to call anything, I always been there. So this is like my brother, brother for life, man.
How would you describe Derwin James?
Man, it's a little Junebug, man.
Come on, bro.
I mean, I don't know, man. Top player in the draft this year. Should go number one overall, but you know how things go in the draft. You never know where he could go. Top 5, top 10, top 15.
Yeah.
You know, Jags, hopefully we can come up there and get him.
Yeah.
I keep seeing Minka Fitzpatrick being pushed up there ahead of you. What do you make of that?
Man, I just feel like, you know, I know what type of player I am. I know I'm the best player in this draft.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it was just a down year for us, you know. And I just feel like I know I'm the best player. And, you know, and of course.
Derwin James. Here's my thing on James. Very good player. Great safety. Incredible attitude. I think it's an attitude that the Bucks defense needs. But seventh overall pick, when you start to think about the other players that are going to be on the board. See, here's the problem. A player has a pro day, and we get so locked in on what that player, oh my gosh, Florida State. I'm a Florida State fan. I love Derwin James. You forget about these quarterbacks that are going to go so high in this draft and push the elite talent down. I'm not saying Derwin James isn't an elite talent. But safety not as vital of a position as some of the other positions that we're seeing. Defensive end being one of them with Chubb. And the Bucks did meet with Chubb just the day before on Monday when he had his pro day. All these players are going to look good at their pro day. You're not a quarterback. And listen, quarterbacks are going to look good at their pro day. But Chubb's going to look good. Nelson's going to look good. Barkley didn't even do anything. We'll hear from him in a moment. Derwin James. He's got the attitude you want. Maybe a trade down candidate. But if you've got one of three players, if you've got Nelson, Barkley, or Chubb on the board at seven, that player should be taken. And if you have two of those three, then you have a decision to make. Chubb fills a need at defensive end. Barkley fills a gigantic need at running back. And Nelson would fortify an offensive line that would go from average to below average at best last year to maybe one of the more nastiest and most physical offensive lines in the NFL overnight. I cannot choose Derwin James over any of those three players. Over any of them. You want to trade down? One of the quarterbacks slips. Those three players are taken. You can get some sort of ransom with the Bills, maybe. If the Bills don't trade up to two or to five or to six, and they get desperate, they're afraid that the Dolphins or the Cardinals or one of these other teams going to try and jump up there in front of them and get their quarterback, then you make the trade. And at 12, you might still have Derwin James. You might have Vita Vea. You might have some other players that could be on the board. Top players. But if Nelson, Chubb, or Barkley is available at seven, Bucks have to make the pick. Got to make the pick. Got to continue to bring in great players, elite talents. Chubb and Nelson, and I haven't decided how I would rank those three. And typically, I don't do that. You know, beggars can't be choosers. If I'm sitting there at seven and it comes down to two of those guys being on the board, let's face it. The odds of that happening, very slim. Very slim. So I'm not going to get greedy here. Give me one of those three players. And I will be ecstatic. Saquon Barkley had his pro day. He didn't do anything. Did nothing. Didn't have to do anything. Dominated at the combine. He talked to NFL Network after the pro day.
What's it been like for you since what most of us thought was a terrific combine performance for you? You and James Franklin saw it a little differently, though.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of people think I did really well at the combine, and I can't complain with the numbers I put up at the combine, but they were my best, and I really truly do believe that I could have done better. But you know, the combine is the combine, and I want to go out there and do the best as I can and represent my school. But now I'm just excited to get to the next level and play football, and I'm done running with a shirt off. I'm ready to put pads on.
In a little over 5 weeks or so, you'll know where you're headed for your rookie season. In the meantime, what will this be like? Will you continue to train? Will you read the message boards? Will you try to find out what people are saying about you?
No. I mean, you see what everyone's saying about you on social media and stuff like that, but I try my best to block it out, and I wish right now I knew where I was going, but you have no idea. So the way I just attack that is just coming to work every single day. Obviously, I've got some things to do with, like, marketing and stuff like that, but the main focus is playing football, and the main focus is trying to be a great pro. So taking care of my body, talking to vets, learning from them, and continue to attack training and pushing myself every single day so I'm prepared for this long grind season.
Do you think you're the best player in this draft?
Yes, ma'am.
No doubt?
Yes, ma'am.
Top pick, top two picks, top five picks? I mean, do you set a goal?
No. The mindset I have that it don't matter where you draft me. I can tell you you're going to get a guy that's going to come in and it's going to work. That's how I got here, and that's the only thing I know. I can't promise you rookie of the year. I can't promise you 2,000 yards, but I can promise you that I'm going to come in and you're going to get a leader. You're going to get guys who are competitor and who's passionate about the game, and the rest are going to take care of itself.
You know, Barkley, right now, when you start to look at this draft, and the Giants are in an enviable but also pressure-packed position right now. The Giants sit there at two. Could they use a quarterback? Yes. You know, Eli Manning's not going to be around much longer. You could set your franchise up with a new general manager and a new coach coming in to have a proper transition to your next franchise quarterback? Or do you risk it and auction off that draft pick for a boatload of, I mean a boatload of picks? The Bills have two in the first round. I think still a couple in the second round. And not to mention next year's first round pick. The Dolphins sit there as well, a team that could mortgage a lot of picks if they're looking for that quarterback. Arizona's still looking for a quarterback. So if you're the Giants, you could be sitting there and saying, send it my way. Load up on draft picks and get out of that number two slot. For me, and a lot of people have said the Giants are going to take Nelson, the Giants are going to take Barkley. I just don't see that. I see the Browns taking a quarterback. I see the Giants taking either a quarterback or trading to a team that takes a quarterback. The Jets are taking a quarterback, and that leads us to the Browns. And if that's the case for the Bucks, you should be very, very happy about how this has played out now. You've had three quarterbacks go. The draft really doesn't start till the fourth pick. Fourth, fifth, sixth, and then your pick. There's three players you want. There's three picks in front of you. You need one more quarterback to go or Minkah Fitzpatrick. And if the Bucks got Minkah Fitzpatrick, I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world. I just view the other three players slightly higher than Minkah Fitzpatrick and Derwin James. I know a lot of you are saying the same thing. With that fourth pick, the Browns could easily take Saquon Barkley, although they just signed Carlos Hyde. They could take Minkah Fitzpatrick, which actually makes sense. Get a corner slash safety on the outside. I don't really see them taking Chubb, and I don't see them taking Nelson. But the Browns could also trade down. They've been known to do this. And if they get their quarterback with the first overall pick, I wouldn't put it past them to trade down with, if the Giants take a quarterback, then you still have those three teams, Dolphins, Bills, and Cardinals, now all looking at maybe one more quarterback there in Baker Mayfield if he's the fourth quarterback or the guy from Wyoming. Whoever's left of those top four quarterbacks. Could we have four quarterbacks go in the top four picks? Never been done. I think the Browns at that point are in a very solid position themselves. So if the Bills or Dolphins trade up to the second pick, then whoever's left is going to be extra desperate, especially if a quarterback they like is still there at four. Because at five, you got the Denver Broncos, who could very well take a quarterback. Let's not act like Case Keenum is going to save a franchise. He was really good for the Vikings. They had a shit ton of talent around him. So the Browns could sit right there and auction their pick off. Four picks in a row. Or they take Barkley, or they take Fitzpatrick. I think those are their three options. You get to the Broncos. Not taking Chubb. They still got Ray. They still got Von Miller. They're not taking Chubb. They could take Minkah Fitzpatrick. They could take Barkley. Although I don't think they would take Barkley. I think their pick would come down to Fitzpatrick, Nelson, trade back, or quarterback. So, folks, I haven't even mentioned Chubb's name as a legit option until the sixth pick. Could the Bucs look to leapfrog the Colts? How high is Chubb on the Colts list? They viewed trading back with the Jets and getting all those second-round picks higher than getting Chubb. And I told you a few weeks ago, with Luke Easterling, we were talking about it, and while he can play the run and the pass, typically you see elite pass rushers. You see guys with those elite characteristics go higher than guys who are more balanced as defensive ends. You know, guys who have that explosion off the edge, the long arms, and can rush the passer, not guys who are physical, can play the run and play the pass. The Colts sit there at the sixth pick. They could take Nelson. They could take Barkley. They could take Chubb. They could take Fitzpatrick. Any of those players, they all fit needs for the Indianapolis Colts. So there's a perfect way this plays out, where one or two of those top three players are on the board for the Bucs, and there's an unfortunate way this plays out, where all three are gone. And even at that point, you're looking at Fitzpatrick on the board, you're looking at a quarterback on the board. And I'm going to share that. I share this every year, but this is how I always approach the Bucs draft, is I pick. They have the seventh pick. I pick seven players. Seven players I like. Seven players I want. One of them will be there. Who are the seven this year? Pretty simple. Four quarterbacks. Not all four will be there. We know that. And the top three players. Nelson, Chubb, and Barkley. Worst case scenario, Nelson, Chubb, and Barkley are gone. A quarterback is left, and you auction your pick off. You trade out of the pick. You get as much as you can in return. Best case scenario, one or two of those players are there. That means all four quarterbacks go and Fitzpatrick goes, and you're sitting there with a decision to make between Bradley Chubb and Saquon Barkley. Bradley Chubb and Quentin Nelson. Nelson and Barkley. Then the debate can start. I think that's a stretch. I don't think you're going to see all three players on the board when the Bucs are on the clock. I think one will be there, and that player should be the pick. Gone are the days of the running back being an overrated position, a position you can get anywhere. And yes, this is a deep draft at running back, and if the Bucs don't get a running back in the first round, not the end of the world. They need to get a running back, though, within the first three rounds. And honestly, by not signing a running back, everyone in the NFL knows they have to get a running back. So the sooner you get a running back, the less of a chance you have of teams trying to get in front of you to get the running back you want. Part of me thinks that the running back the Bucs want is Geis from LSU. Nasty physical mindset, can run between the tackles. But here's my case for Saquon Barkley. I'm not saying I want Barkley over Chubb or Barkley over Nelson. He is in my top three of the non-quarterback players. He's part of that three that I want one of those players to fall to me at seven. But the thing I like about Barkley is he's a player that does not have to come off the field. You don't need a quote-unquote third down back. Oh, it's third down. We got to put in this. We got to put in Charles Sims because he can catch and Doug Martin can't. No. Saquon Barkley is as good of a receiver as he is a running back. Can catch the ball out of the backfield, can run between the tackles. He's the strongest running back. He's the fastest running back. I mean, he's got the combination you look for in a running back. I need to watch a lot more of him to see if that vision is so key with running backs, though. Can he find the hole? Can he hit it? The positive with Saquon Barkley, and it's something that it's like the anti-Doug Martin. Doug Martin was not fast enough, and he wasn't strong enough. You either need to be strong enough to break through the crease, or you need to be fast enough to hit it before it closes. Doug Martin was neither. He was just quick in jump-stepping back and forth. Saquon Barkley, on the other hand, is strong enough, and he is fast enough. I would not be opposed to Barkley, Nelson, or Chubb. And the debate will continue all the way till draft day. We will have Luke Easterling on hopefully once a week. And we are bringing back Mock Draft Mondays starting next Monday. That is where you go ahead and submit your Bucks take. You record your voice on your phone. Record it as if you're recording a voicemail to me. And on Monday, March 26th, I will record that Sunday night, March 25th. We will have our first Mock Draft Monday. Here's what I'm asking you to do. Your first three-round picks. I know a lot of you follow the draft very, very closely. The Bucks have early picks in the first, second, and third round. I need the player that they're going to select in each of those rounds. We'll listen to your Mock Draft Mondays and debate them as to whether or not it would be good fits or bad fits for the Bucks. Mock Draft Monday, it's back on Monday. As we count down to the NFL draft and as we count down to the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Speaking of Bucks stakes, they're next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadosSandwich.com. Friday night is your night at Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. $7 chicken fajitas, $7 ultimate nachos, $7 domestic pitchers. Sevens are wild. It's Friday nights at Sports Legends. It's a place where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored. I wanna rock! Ah!
This is Bucks Uncensored. We love our sponsors. Thanks to all of them. Thank you to all of you that have gone ahead and reserved your room at the official hotel of the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. That hotel, Courtyard Marriott, West Shore Airport. Very simple, right down Del Mabry from the main event, Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. Two-night event, April 26th and 27th. We do have a special group rate for stick carriers there at the Courtyard. It's $120 a night. This is spring break time. I think their rates are normally between $180 and $200 a night. They agreed to do $120 a night. Thank you to Harold for setting all that up. We really appreciate Courtyard stepping up and just giving us a lower rate. To allow all of you to stay together. That's where the pre-party and the after-party will be at the Courtyard Marriott. To reserve your room, whether you live close by and just want a room so that you have a place to crash so you don't have to go all the way home, or if you're from out of town, you're coming in, give them a call right now before it is all booked up. Courtyard Marriott, it's 813-874-0555. That's 813-874-0555. You must give them the code, though. I wish it was easier. I really, really do. But take out a pen, paper, pause this, get your pen and paper. Okay, you got it? Perfect. I need you to write this code down because this is what you're going to have to give them when you call. The code is M-BL53YB2. That's M-BL53YB2. That'll get you the $120 rate, and that rate includes Transportation, free transportation. Not going to have to worry about Ubering from the hotel and doing all that shit. Free transportation to the draft party both nights and from the draft party both nights, Thursday night and Friday night. Book your room now. They are going fast, and once they're sold out, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to tell you you're SOL. I'm going to tell you sorry. You're not going to be able to come to the draft party. Not going to be at the draft hotel. You're going to be like our first guy with his first Bucks take in a while. Sorry to hear this, Specialist Griffith.
What's happening, Commish? Specialist Griffith, Fort Detrick, Maryland. It's been incredibly too long. Sorry I haven't checked in a while, but life is coming at me at about a million miles an hour. Quick take on free agency. I was pretty worried at first that we weren't making moves, but I really like the direction that Jason Light is taking this team. I think we filled some holes on defense. We still got a way to go, but I like the direction we're going in. I am sick to my stomach to report that I am not going to make it to the draft party this year. I decided to go get married, and the draft party is dead set in the middle of my honeymoon, and after that I'll be stationed in Germany for 3 years. But I already told my wife that expect at least once a year between October and December that we're going back home for a game. So I'll be gone, but not gone forever. Speak softly. Carry big stick.
All right. We're going to miss you at the draft party this year. You were there last year, but that's all right. We appreciate what you do for our country. And congratulations on the wedding. And good luck over there in Germany. We look forward to seeing you at some of the games over the next couple of years. Specialist Griffith, one of our faves, right? JB's up next. What up, JB?
Justin, JB from Orlando, bringing you what it is right now. It's money time in the NFL. That's right.
NFL free agency. We're making America great again. We're bringing back the BG. Sure, he's going to be 35, but that guy can play better than most 25-year-olds in this league, and it's a one-year deal. And I know people are going to be caught up in the whole, you know, six-year, $41 million thing. The Bucks have an out in that contract after 2 years. It's only $18 million guaranteed, so everyone just settle down. And this whole bullshit of people like, oh, what the fuck, you guys already drafted O.J. Howard. Yeah, that guy's on a fucking rookie contract. Sometimes NFL fans are pretty fucking dumb. Look at the numbers and just do the math. They can afford it, and you know what? Having what's better than having one good tight end? Well, how about two? So I think it's good news so far. We'll see what happens with some of the other action over the coming week. But, you know, fingers crossed. Let's go get them. Go Bucks.
All right, JB. They did. They were active. After that first wave, getting Jensen, getting Curry, re-signing their own guys, you know, it wasn't the immediate impact I think we all wanted. I think we were all starting to panic, right? You're 5-11. What the fuck are you doing? All right. All right. People are like, people need to just be patient. Well, when you've gone through 10 years of bullshit, it's hard to be patient. You hear? You hear me? Come on. But I like the moves. I'm excited about the draft. I'm excited about the draft party. And, you know, you got me thinking too, JB. I'm just picturing all this stuff we have going on outside because inside's going to be rocking, right? But listen, we're going to be spilling out into the parking lot. Y'all know that, right? 500, 600, 700 plus people showing up for a draft party. Get that big-ass banquet tent outside. Get a huge LED screen. Showing the draft, Maybe have a DJ out there. I mean, JB's playing the guitar. We need to have like a live band? I don't know. But I've been told, if you're going to go big then. That's what Buffalo Wild Wings told me. So, we're going to try and go big. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to give anything else away. Oh, God, please let the... If everything I have envisioned in my mind comes true for this draft party, you all are going to... You all might drive up the street just to spit on the property of Raymond James Stadium that you ever went to a draft party there before. Because this is going to blow their fucking skirts up. I didn't know what I was saying there for a moment. Forget what I'm saying. Let's hear what this guy has to say. It's Will in the Midwest.
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. Just chime with a quick Bucks take. Before free agency, at the start of free agency, and even moving into the first day or two of free agency, as usual, I played culprit when it came to being an irrational Bucks fan. But, you know, the last couple moves that Jason Light's made and the Bucks has, you know, at least pleased me. To be honest with you, that all kind of little free agency thing, right when things started to get good, it kind of got over Trump by even something even better because on St. Paddy's Day on March 17th, a new little Buck fan came into this world and I had my son. So, that's been, you know, football's taken a gigantic backseat to everything else. So this is a football podcast, but I wanted to announce to all the stick carriers and Bucks fans out there that my little son's here. And, So I'm happy that the Bucks are doing what they need to do to make this team better. I'm super excited about Ryan Jensen. I think the guy's a fucking beast. I've been watching as many videos as I can on NFL.com and YouTube and shit. And I remember when Flacco got fucked up by Kiko Alonso and he was the first person there to fucking beat the shit out of anybody who came around as quarterback. And that's what the fuck I want to see. So Jameis, I feel, is in good hands. And I don't think we're done with the offensive line. I don't think we should be. I think, dude, if Quentin Nelson's there on the board at fucking number 7, how can we not, man? Ali Marpet, fucking Ryan Jensen and Quentin fucking Nelson. Shit. We'll be opening up fucking holes for fucking jumbo jets to fucking fit through. And then I'm happy with Vinnie Curry, man. I mean, we needed some sort of life from the pass rush, you know, from a pass rushing standpoint. So I'm optimistic about that as well. So you know what? I'm starting to put my foot in my mouth, and rightfully so. Like I said, when people were fucking, you know, giving me shit back about being upset, I said, "Hey, I'm a Bucks fan, and if Jason Light proves me fucking otherwise, I'm gonna be happy. Why? Because that means the fucking team's winning, and that's and Justin, just like you say all the time, man, it's not about the fucking players, it's about the team. I give a fuck about what this fucking team does. So, anyways, shout out to all the sponsors: B4 Bricado, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Mastro Subaru, Buffalo Wild Wings, Christian Headlines Barbershop." Anyways, man, I'm the last couple days, although exhausting, and you guys and gals all probably know that, has been the most wonderful days of my life. So with that being said, here's the football and family, man. All right. Take care, Justin. Love you, brother. And go Bucks, baby.
Oh, yes. A couple of things there. First off, congratulations. My daughter changed my life. Now I get to not only have my daughter, but Holly's daughter as well. And just having the two of them around me has just changed my mindset, changed my attitude. Kind of made me mature, but not too much. It's incredible. Incredible feeling. And very, very happy for you, Will. And about those fans that are criticizing you for being critical, I want Bucks fans to be passionate. You know, you see the little smarmy jabs and shit by the evil Bucks media. They can all go fuck themselves. All right? All of them. Well, except JoeBucksFan.com. And except Ira. And Mark Cook's okay. And Jenna Lane's okay, too. But the rest of Rock Riley's okay too. But the rest of them can go fuck themselves. Can't think of anyone else that I like. No. So they're all evil. And they've got some fans just eating out of the palm of their hand. And it's like, you're just buying their bullshit. Here's the thing with Bucks fans. I want all the players. I want everyone. Wait, no. No. We can't spend money. No. We got players to resign. Can't. No, don't spend it. Yes, we spend money. Like, what is it? And it's not just the fans. It's the fucking stupid fucking media, too. They're like, well, you know, the Bucks could go out and they could get this guy and that guy and this guy, and I'm Mr. Radio Guy, and I'm also a writer, and I write for the newspaper. Oh, what? That industry's dying? No problem. I'll go to radio. What? Oh, that industry's dying? Well, where the fuck do I go? I don't know. Maybe stop being such a fucking dumbass. I mean, that's what these local media people are doing. It's like, they should sign this guy, this guy. This would be my ideal offseason. And then they don't sign anyone for the first week and a half. And while we're all going, what the fuck? They're going, well, you know, now come to think about it, they could really save the money and invest it into their own players. You got Jameis and Ali Marpet and, you know, Quan Alexander, they got to re-sign all these guys. Nobody except for this guy on this podcast told you they've got $50 to $60 million tied up in their six oldest players on the roster. DeSean Jackson, Brent Grimes, it was Robert Ayers, got rid of him, Gerald McCoy, Levante David. I mean, when you're talking about 30-plus-year-old players in 3 years being 33, you know, you're not going to pay those players over $10 million a year. DeSean Jackson's not going to be there. Not going to be here. $11 million. Gerald McCoy, I don't know. In 3 years, he's 33. In 3 years, his contract will be up. Either he's going to get a new contract and it's going to be way less money, or he's not going to be here. Period. First thing to go is quickness. It's not that I hate the guy, as Will said. I love the team. I don't love the players. And here's the thing. The people that are criticizing you for being too critical, those are the ones that are sucking the players' dicks because they want the players to acknowledge them. Oh, I love you. Oh. Get his dick out of your mouth and stop criticizing me with his dick in your mouth. I don't care about the players. I care about the team. The team is why is this so hard to understand? You got to just love every player equally. They're like your children. No, they're not. I don't have to love my players equally. I love my team. If you're going to help my team win, then you know what? I like you. If you're not helping my team win, then guess what? I'm going to try and find somebody better, and I don't care who your fucking name is. Why is upgrading any position a bad thing? How could you talk about getting rid of such and such player? Oh, I'm sorry, so you can't suck his dick anymore? Because I want to get better, and if I can get better at a position, better and younger, then I'm going to do it. Didn't think I'd get all worked up over that. Sorry for all the dick sucking stuff. Lee's up with us. Hello, Lee. Lee? Lee from the T?
Yo, what's up, Justin? What's up, Buzz fans? It's Lee from the T. I see Team Glazer opening the checkbook. Hell, who needs a fly guy in on a private jet when you're going to make him the highest paid player at his position? But, you know, I understand what's going on. He's trying to get the trenches tougher. Brought in some guys from the Eagles. Those guys take a lot of pride in their craft over there. I remember having a team meeting on defense because the defensive line didn't show up one game. They got that pissed. So it's good to have that kind of personality in the locker room on that side of the ball. Hopefully it rubs off on the rest of our defensive linemen. I'm still pissed off about one thing, man. Jerry McCoy's still on the team. That shit still just pisses me off because this isn't the first time we replaced everybody around Jerry McCoy and we still, you know, continue to be in the bottom half in the league in defense. Jason Light, I understand what you're doing on offense. You're shoring it up. I hope it's because you do plan on going defense early in the draft. Just my advice, draft a defensive end that can do it all. Draft a defensive end that can do it all. And by do it all, I mean a guy that can get around the corner using speed or power and have enough afterwards to finish the deal and get the sack. Because you're not going to get no help from Jerry McCoy in the middle of the field, you know, to be disruptive so that guys can get clean up sacks. So make sure you got guys on the defense, on the ends, that can do it all their damn self. And if you don't, if you still keep bringing in rotational guys, second string guys, and you expect them to all of a sudden become these, you know, productive ass, you know, first round or starter caliber guys, it's not going to fucking happen, putting them around Jerry McCoy. So, yeah, I hope you're not banking on that shit. That's my Bucks take.
All right, Lee from the T. I think Lee will be there at the draft party this year. He hates Gerald McCoy. See, I don't hate any players. I don't love any players. Love my team. I do hate players that hurt my team. Hate players that hurt my team. And I know, Lee, you don't like Gerald McCoy. I'll just say this. They have revamped the entire defensive line, and there was a rumor out a few weeks ago that they were talking to the Raiders about trading Gerald McCoy. I'll just say, you start to piece it all together, and it's like, what rumors are true and which ones are not? I mean, if they're revamping their entire defensive line, they just flat-out cut Robert Ayers? Why wouldn't you listen just to some trade offers for a 30-year-old defensive tackle? I would. See what's out there. And if you can get a second-round pick for a 30-year-old defensive lineman, yeah, I'd probably take that. Which means maybe the Raiders offered something, it just wasn't that high of a draft pick. This podcast is 2 times a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. I urge you to rate and review. The more rates and reviews I get, the more this podcast gets spread around. Spread the word. Let's pack Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, April 26th and 27th. It'll be nights you will probably forget, but you won't ever want to forget. I promise you that. Buffalo Wild Wings, we love them. Sponsoring the podcast, hosting the draft party, and going all in on this draft party as well. Really, and they're willing to invest a lot into it to make sure it's the best and biggest draft party of all time. Thank you to them for that. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports, Master of Subaru with 2 locations. And I know that my guys from Master of Subaru will be at the draft party too. Come on, guys. We need you out there. They got 2 locations, Orlando and 1 in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue right next to the Veterans Expressway. Go to masterofsubaru.com. You can check out all of their inventory, both new and pre-owned. Bricado Sandwich Shop, best Cuban sandwich and devil crab in town. Right off I-4 near Ybor City. Great lunch spot, but if you're going for lunch, get there a little early because the lunch crowd gets extensive. And when you go by, tell Mike he's the loud one. Tell him you heard about him right here on Bucks Uncensored. We might even do a lunch there on Friday, day 2 of the draft. Who knows? And, of course, Sports Legends Bar and Grill. We love Sports Legends. They hosted the draft party last year. I really launched this entire movement. It had been growing since what Dirk Cutter said, and we're going to hear here in a moment. But that really just made everything explode. Leo and everyone at Sports Legends, great partners, great food. Food is fresh daily. It's on the corner of US 19 and Drew. This is Wednesday's podcast. If you're thinking about something to do on Friday night, $7, what, fajitas, $7 this, $7 drink. They got sevens are wild. Friday nights at Sports Legends. You need to go by and check out what's all the fuss been about. It's about that food. It's about drinking. Sports Legends. You can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. And thank you to each and every one of you. Every single podcast over the last several weeks, each one has gotten more downloads. That's because of you, and that's because you're going out, spreading the word, and telling your friends, your family, to not put up with the evil Bucks Media, to not listen to the bullshit that's out there, to get it straight. Nobody's going to give it to you straighter. Well, I mean, Slyker. But listen, the partnership, JoeBucksFan.com, Ira Kaufman, myself, we're not hiding behind somebody that's running our product. Okay, I'm my own boss. Joe Bucks Fan, they're their own boss. Ira Kaufman's his own boss. I can come on here and tell you exactly how it is. I'm not trying to get a reaction out of people. I'm not trying to get you to call in. I'm not trying to do any of that bullshit. I'm not trying to be a radio host or a newspaper columnist. I'm going to get you all riled up so that you click on my story. Oh, fuck off. No, this is raw, genuine passion and emotion. I love my team. I've lived in this area my entire life. I have grown up a Bucks fan. I have been through some of the shittiest times and some of the best times and now some of the shittiest times again. I am ready to turn this shit around. And you are as well. We have found each other because of a phrase Dirk Cutter used at the end of the 2016 season. As soon as he said this, I knew nobody else could use this because there's only one uncensored Bucks podcast that can jump on a saying like that and rally around it. We hear it at the beginning of each of these podcasts, but as much as I love hearing Dirk Cutter say it, this voice just tickles my pickle a little bit more.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Carrying it right downstairs to you, hon. That's going to do it for today's podcast. We're back on Monday, our first mock draft Monday, so shoot over those Bucks takes with who you think the Bucks will take in the first three rounds of the NFL draft this year. Send it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com, and we just nailed it.
Go Bucks.